Fanouken.
Here.
Kraft.
Here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
Winter.
Here.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Kraft.
Yes.
Fanouken.
Yes.
Lozinski.
Yes.
Stoll.
Yes.
Winter.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and we have our first hearing of the public. It must pertain to any agenda item, and if you wish to speak, please come up to the podium and state your name and address. No one wishes to speak. The board has received the minutes of our July 24th meeting and reviewed them, and are there any additions or corrections?
No.
Okay. All in favor of approving, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Minutes are approved. And at this time, we have our student presentations. It's always exciting.
Good evening, Superintendent Goggin and members of the Board of Education. Welcome to Hilliard. We're glad to start off our school year here. Tonight, we're really excited because we're going to do this at a different angle that our PTA is going to help to present this evening. And we know that in Westlake, our PTA is such a valued part of our partnerships, and really they are such a really a glue that helps to support our students. And so they're going to kind of just tell you about a very special way that they are bringing membership into our school. And they approached me with this just not too long ago, and I thought it was phenomenal, and it ended up tying into so many things that we're going to do school-wide and Positive Tuesday and everything. So I'm going to let them tell you, and I'd like to introduce you to Mrs. Brunel and Addie Roop and Annie Brunel, and then Mrs. Wenham.
Thank you for the opportunity to present. This is our idea that we're using for the membership campaign for the Hilliard PTA this year. And it is based on the book that you have called Only One You. And all those drawings of the fish are rocks. And so that came from, if any of you are familiar with, it's a Facebook group called Northeast Ohio Rocks. And it's come kind of a big deal. Like, they hide rocks all around. You can find them and you rehide them. And for my daughter, you know, the kids, it's become a big thing. They always look for the rocks where they go. So we were talking about how to tie that in and use that excitement towards getting the kids excited about the school.
Right, and it's a really positive message about being unique, who you are, being positive, and sharing a positive message. So when we were thinking this summer what we were gonna do, tying in real world to education, because that's what we want our students to know. It's not just about being in the classroom, it's about what is going on in the real world and how can we be positive impacts to that. So we came up with, we found Only One You, and it's really life lessons. So it's about a mom and dad teaching their child about being themselves, when to listen, when to talk, being unique, giving back, all those things that, you know, our students are at Hilliard. I have a third grader and a pre-K student coming this year. So it's all about also engaging them in the IB program, so matching that as well. And as you can tell, there are some of the lessons that they will learn and that Principal Tucker will share at Positively Tuesday next week, is always being on the lookout for new friends, looking for the beauty wherever you are, you know, blend in when you need to, but also stand out, finding your own way, and if you make a wrong turn, go ahead and circle back. Really positive messages. So when we thought about this summer, we approached Principal Tucker and said, would you want to partner with us? How could we do this together? And so we're starting an SPT membership, trying to engage our families and our community, bringing it to the students at the assembly, and then tying it back to the teachers and staff here at Hilliard.
So we're hoping to get 100% participation from all of our students and families. And so we also ask you to join in our activity. So basically, we're wanting you to bring your gifts and talents to create your own rock and paint it, draw on it however you want. There's instructions in there. And then you just want to return it back to the school. And we are hopefully going to take all these and create a beautiful rock garden with all the rocks that come back from our students and really highlight the uniqueness and the creativity of all of the students here at Hilliard. So these are just
some examples. We haven't, with Principal Tucker, haven't defined what our rock garden is going to look like yet, but that's where it will start. So we ask you for you to participate with us. The students, currently right now, the families who join our PTA will get rocks. Come Fall Fest on September 22nd. Other members of our community who want to participate, we will also have a table for them also to paint rocks. So it'll be great for you all to take home to yourselves, your spouse, partner, grandchildren, children, a neighbor, and have paint your rocks, have a rock party. It's all nice. Enjoy the PTA. Any questions?
Can I just say thank you? I mean, what a great way to bring the whole community together. Addie, have you already painted a rock, or are you excited to paint your rock?
Yeah.
Your rock
is in there.
That's the showcase, and her rock is in one of them. Actually, they're right out in the showcase.
Okay, so we'll have
I drew one of those big fish.
Yeah, so the kids will also get black and white drawings of the fish that are almost replicas of the fish in the book as well. Mm-hmm. What's really great is Linda Kratz has a whole website, and she's designed programs for teachers to bring this information into the classroom as well, and counselors, so lessons that they can put into the classroom as well. So she's really tied it right back into not just a book, but how our young children can tie this into their daily lives.
So what's the best thing to use when you're painting your rock?
Paint.
Acrylic paint. So you want to clean, there's little white instructions on the inside, there's little cards. So you just want to wash them off really nice. You put them in the oven for like 10 or 15 minutes to get all the water out of them. And you paint them with acrylic paint. And if you want, you could Mod Podge them or clear coat them if you want them to last a very long time outside. But the acrylic paint will do it.
Sounds like a fun idea.
You look forward to seeing here. We want to make all those Culver rocks just lighten up our...
And our goal is that on the two ends of our landscape, we'll have two rock gardens that will look something similar to something like that. So if you just bring your rocks back to me, if you didn't have a chance to Mod Podge, because if you don't, I'm not sure what that is, you let me know and I'll take care of it because I got a big job with it. So thank you, and thank you for your partnership. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Continuing along the theme of beautifying Westlake, we proposed a topic for this upcoming academic year, and I'll pass it around to all of you. But I'd like just to read it out loud for the benefit of the guests here. For the 2017 and 2018 academic year, the Westlake CSD Citizens Advisory Committee would like to research and report on the feasibility and benefits of developing a small nature preserve on a strip of undeveloped land between the Westlake Porter Public Library and the site for construction of Westlake's new elementary school. With the Westlake CSD Board of Education's approval, the issues that the CAC would research and report upon would include methods to convert the undeveloped land into a nature preserve, such as nonprofit organizations and/or businesses that convert undeveloped land, benefits of such a nature preserve for Westlake students, residents, and businesses, whether other school districts in Ohio or across the country have developed and maintained a nature preserve, and other issues that could be suggested by the board. This was a topic that actually Andrew Mangles from the executive director of the library proposed. And we would like to go ahead to research it and prepare and present a report to you in the spring.
Any questions or discussion for Tom?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it's an excellent idea. I love the tie-in to curriculum, and I'm sure you'll find out some great information, so looking forward to that.
Will armadillos be a part of the major curriculum?
Only if they're screaming.
I have one question, and this may not be the time, but I'm going to ask it anyway. I was thinking, because so many of our elementary schools have gardens too, have we made plans to have gardens at the new school, or is that too early to think about, or is this something we could tie in with?
We've talked about the gardens, and one of the things, because many of our schools have them, and we do have the outdoor learning areas that are created in between each area, in between each of the houses, that in our initial plans we would like to see fenced off. We do have to look into whether that's going to have enough sunlight and would be conducive to put it there, but that is one of the areas that we discussed doing that.
I think it's a fantastic idea.
Yeah, thank you.
And I was really happy when you emailed it out. So I don't think we need to take a vote on that, do we?
Welcome everybody, good evening. School is back in session. It's nice to see the schools come back alive this time of year. You have the students back, the staff back, and we're actually back up and running, which is just always exciting. An area of focus that I just want to touch on this year is pride. And that's something that we really want to push, is pride in not only ourselves, but pride in others. I can tell you, coming in to this school district as a new person last year and going through an entire year, I can tell you, from an outsider coming in, there is a lot to be proud of here. A couple things I just want to touch on, just to kind of rehash a little bit. And some of these are going to be high school focused, but we'll go down into the elementary schools. You know, some things from last year, just remember, Westlake High School was ranked the 7th best high school in Northeast Ohio by U.S. News and World Report. Not a local type of person just making a decision on things, but when you look at a national organization looking at schools in this area and ranking our high school that way. Also, sticking with Westlake High School, it is the only public school on the west side of Cleveland where a student has access to advanced placement courses, College Credit Plus courses, and international baccalaureate courses. Also talking about the high school, our staff working with our administration went from offering 2 college credit courses last year on campus to 12 this year. Now, I'm talking about the high school, but the depth of learning that is required to take advantage of these opportunities happen in the lower grades. And one thing I can think of is being able to experience 4th grade exhibition in every one of our elementary schools last year, seeing the amount of work and, not only the amount of work, but the quality of work and depth that went into every single one of those projects really, really stood out. So being in Hilliard, I have to tell you, there are looking, and if you get a chance, walk around the building and just take a look for a moment, you're going to notice some changes. And back to pride, and I even cited Hilliard in my opening speech this year, because coming in here, the amount of work they put in and the pride they took in actually taking a building that's going to come offline in 2 years, but yet the floors have been cleaned like they haven't been in probably a decade with the amount of wax they got off at, but it's right around there. When you look outside, the little touches like painting the exterior doors, the custodian taking the time
there's concrete right around the corner here, and there's steps there that was kind of flaking off the side. It took the time to reconcrete the side of steps. I mean, that's the kind of thing we're talking about, is to be able to have that level of pride, even in a building that's going to come offline in 2 years. That's what we want to highlight. The other thing, you know, watching today, and I know Principal Tucker had to go because she actually has an event, you know, with her son, but, you know, we like to come into buildings, and even though we do it early in the year like this, and there's not a whole lot of work that's been completed yet because it's really only the first week of school, you get to see what people are planning. You get to see the thoughtfulness, and it's not, they didn't come and talk to us about math, science, social studies, which is all important, but it's also focusing on the well-rounded child, focusing on making a difference. And again, when you look at the walkway, how cool is that going to be? Whatever it looks like, I get it may not be that serpentine style, but whatever it looks like, it's not only really cool to look at, but the kids own it, and it's a part of them. So these are the type of things that I think, you know, I know that we have here in the Westlake schools, and we really need to highlight these things. So I just want, I'll touch on my board items when we go through those, but I just wanted to tell you that, you know, I'm really proud of what we did last year, and I'm really proud of where we're progressing, and I really can't wait to see what we're talking about this time next year. So thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Patton. Okay, Treasurer's report.
Thank you. Tonight, I just really quickly with the treasurer's report is, you know, we're underway with the new school year, and POs are flowing through our office quite a bit. Just remember, as we go into September, we will be presenting the board with our budget for the year. While we have temporary appropriations on the agenda tonight, we'll be seeking approval of permanent appropriations at our September 25th meeting at the end of September, and that will set our budgets and our spending plan for the school year. So please be prepared for that. Beyond the work that's going into our budget and the obvious day-to-day activities in the treasurer's office, we are kind of in a bit of a lull. So if I could move forward to my recommendations tonight, I'll go through each one of them with the board if that's okay. I do have, like I had mentioned, a change to temporary appropriations. Again, I want to stress temporary appropriations are truly just that, temporary. Under the law, we're allowed to have temporary appropriations to advance us through or up until October 1st of each year. By October 1st, we need to have permanent appropriations in place. When we use the term appropriations, it's essentially our spending plan or our budgets that we use for purchasing things throughout the year. So I've noted our changes for July. It's about a $3 million increase. Please do not take worry in that. As I had mentioned at our last board meeting, we have set our temporary appropriations at only about 70% of what we spent last year. So we're going to see these increases, significant increases, now and then again in September as we set permanents, as we're building up to an approximate $50 million budget that we're running for the district. I also have on here accepting funds. These would be accepting federal funds through the CCIP federal grant program. You'll see listed here six funds. We have IDEA, special education. We have LEP, which is limited English proficiency. We have Title I, which provides reading services in early grades. We have early childhood special education for preschool. We have improving teacher quality, which we use for a classroom size reduction. And then we have Title 4A. Now this one's a new one this year where we have student support. Title 4A and historically has been used for safe and drug-free, and we're currently in the process of finalizing our application, although we have been granted the money already. We just need to go through the hoops of telling exactly how we're going to spend that with the state. So that one's a little bit different this year. I also have advancing some funds from July to end of the month of July. I have four funds that I needed to advance into. I'm asking for your approval. I have some then and now certificates. Again, I want to repeat what I did and said in July, is the then and nows right now, we're working through a change in procedures from one treasurer to another. I prefer that we're not carrying over encumbrances from year to year or minimizing those encumbrances as much as possible. So a lot of the expenditures that you're seeing as then nows are specifically because we entered them right around that June 30th time in the last week of June. And instead of doing a PO that would carry over as an encumbrance, we ended up putting in the PO after the first of the year. The invoices are dated back to when we actually started the service or the product. So we are off a little bit. We are seeing a decrease in those as those payments are now coming in. I'll go through real quickly. We have 5 site license agreement. This is an analytic program that we use for staffing and expenditures. We have Frontline Technologies Group. This is ASOP, which is our substitute management service. We have Applitrack. This is how we fill our positions through an online application program. We have some Lake Tech ShoreTel annual maintenance. This is for our telephone system in the district. We have Lesko and Associates. While the board did approve the contracts on both the air handler unit at DIS and the sidewalk at Lee Burnison, this is the associated architectural fees for drawing up the plans and bids. We have Pay Schools, which is our easy pay annual maintenance for the use of our online payment system. With QSP, which is our cafeteria system. We have Tech Core programming camp. Project Link had run a camp near the end of June, early July. Then we have electronic vendor audit system. We use this to run all of our bills and our payroll through to reduce a risk of fraud. And then we have Chicago Title, which was a closing cost for our property exchange that we had. That one I just want to point out, the reason that was a then and now is they had issued the invoice originally in April, but we weren't even, you know, finalized at that point, so anything we would have done would have been a then and now. I also have a resolution working with Mr. Kosovar. Mr. Kosovar was able to go out and negotiate with some beverage providers. We compared both Coca-Cola, who is our current provider, and Pepsi, and took in agreements with both of them. The one difference that you'll notice this year between the former contract that we've had for the past 5 years and the contract I'm asking the board to enter into tonight, which will start August 1st of 17 and run through July of 2022, another 5-year term, is this is non-exclusive for the purposes of bottled water. One of the biggest expenditures that we have through the beverage contract is bottled water sold through our cafeteria. Bottled water is, I'm probably sure you're fully aware of, your own private purchases can be picked up pretty inexpensively at a number of vendors. Unfortunately, the Coca-Cola contract, which has DeSante water, is significantly more expensive and would drive up our price pretty dramatically. So Mr. Kosovar was able to work it so that we were able to still get the best return by having a contract with them, but by writing out the water specifically so that we can reduce our costs specifically in the cafeteria program.